Next item on the agenda is public hearing proposal to amend Chapter 4, excuse me, VAC 20-252-10 pertaining to taking, again, excuse me, pertaining to taking striped bass. Who has that one?
Hi, Mr. Commissioner, it's Olivia Phillips.
Ms. Phillips, good afternoon. Proceed, please.
Thank you. Okay, so this is a public hearing to amend Chapter 4, VAC 20-252, pertaining to taking a striped bass, to 1, require the use of non-offset, non-stainless steel surplus when fishing for striped bass recreationally with bait, to clarify that the captain or operator of any recreational boat or vessel shall be responsible for any minimum or maximum size limits, and 3, to repeal Section 4 VAC 20-252-115, exemptions from size limits and closed fishing seasons for recreational striped bass fishing tournaments. And I'll go through these three issues in that order.
Thank you.
Okay, so issue 1, circle hooks. In October 2019, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission approved Addendum 6 of the Fisheries Management Plan for striped bass. Among the other items which this commission has already approved and implemented, Addendum 6 includes a circle hook provision, which requires that anglers use non-offset, non-stainless steel circle hooks when fishing for striped bass recreationally with live or chunk bait. The implementation plan for this provision is due to ASMSC by August 15th, and must be implemented by January 1, 2021. Next slide, please. So numerous studies involving marine and freshwater species of fish in both commercial and recreational fisheries have shown that fish caught and released while using circle hooks are more likely to survive than fish caught using standard J hooks when using natural bait. So the most effective circle hook design with no offset and the point curved into the hook's shank tends to slide over soft tissue until reaching the corner of the fish's mouth. Circle hooks are far less likely to get caught in the fish's throat or stomach, which reduces the likelihood that the fish will die after it's been released. For striped bass in particular, discard mortality accounts for a substantial amount of removal, and the 2019 stock assessment assumes that 9% of all released striped bass experience mortality. So in other words, discard mortality is already relatively high for recreationally caught striped bass. The Atlantic Striped Bass Management Board was further concerned that the fish size and possession restrictions in Addendum 6 could increase the number of released fish and potentially increase the number of removals through post-release mortalities. So the circle hook provision was approved in Addendum 6 in the hope that it would aid in the reduction of discard mortality for striped bass in the recreational fishery. Next slide, please. There was some discussion about the potential enforceability and implementation of the circle hook provision. The ASMSC Law Enforcement Committee and the Atlantic Striped Bass Management Board agreed that angler education and outreach would be necessary for the success of the circle hook provision. And since then, in an effort to educate anglers about the upcoming provision, the MRC staff have created an informational card to be handed out with free circle hooks, as well as an educational web page. Next slide, please. Okay, so now on to issue 2, enforceability of size restrictions. During the regulatory review process, law enforcement requested that staff add regulatory language that increased enforceability of size restrictions of striped bass possessed on a recreational vessel. So subsection 50C in the striped bass regulation specifies that the captain or operator of the recreational vessel is responsible for the possession limit, but no such language exists for size restrictions. So to increase enforceability of size restrictions on recreational vessels, staff recommends that the commission approve new regulatory language, placing the responsibility of minimum and or maximum size limits on the captain or operator of a recreational vessel. Next slide, please. And now our third issue, exceptions for special tournaments. In 2006, FLS Outdoors proposed holding the national championship for their striped bass tournament trail in Virginia Beach for 3 days in December. Although the tournament structure ensured live releases and penalties for any mortalities, the tournament rules partially conflicted with the Virginia striped bass regulations regarding possession of fish in the prohibited slot. In an effort to allow the tournament to take place, the Commission approved Section 4BAC 20-252-115, which allowed a tournament to be exempted from size and or season requirements under certain restrictions. Section 115 has not been applied or used since the SWL Outdoor Striped Bass Tournament held in December of 2006. Considering the current status of the stock, that it is overfished and overfishing is occurring, a special tournament would not fall within the goals of the FMP for striped bass and is not likely to be approved. Further law enforcement expressed concern of the enforceability of the section, citing the SWL tournament as an example. It said that during the December 2006 tournament, it was difficult for law enforcement to determine which anglers were fishing legally as participants of the tournament and which anglers were fishing illegally. Staff believes that repealing Section 4BAC 20-252-115 would increase clarity and enforceability of the striped bass regulation overall. Next slide, please. Okay, so you will likely recall that staff have made an effort to update regulatory language when we open up the regulation, just as Shannon mentioned before. Since the striped bass regulation is so long and the three issues brought before you are about the recreational fishery, staff focused on updating the parts of the regulation that pertain to the recreational fishery only. Staff will tackle the commercial fishery at a later date. So I will first explain the proposed amendments pertaining to the three issues discussed, and then I'll discuss the language changes and explain some of them in greater detail. Next slide, please. Staff added the ASMSB-suggested circle hook definition to Section 15 definitions on page 2 of the regulation. It reads, circle hook means a non-offset, non-stainless steel hook with the point turned sharply and straight back toward the shank. Next slide, please. Staff added two subsections in Section 50. Concerning recreational fishing in general, which begins on page 6 of the regulation. Subsection B explains the circle hook provision and reads, any person fishing recreationally shall use non-offset, corrodible, non-stainless steel circle hooks when fishing with bait, line, or chunk. And then subsection D is the new language pertaining to the enforceability issue of size limits and reads, when fishing from a boat or vessel where the entire catch is held in a common hold or container, the captain or operator of the boat or vessel shall be responsible for any minimum or maximum size limit. Next slide, please. Section 115 on page 10 of the regulation pertains to our third issue of special tournaments, and staff has proposed repealing the section entirely. Next slide, please. As for language changes that do not change the intent of the regulation, staff reorganized and updated language for clarification, efficiency, and easier enforceability in sections 20, 30, 50, 80, 90, 100, and 110. Staff also replaced the word individual or individuals with person or persons throughout the regulation unless the word individual referred to an individual harvest photo. And lastly, staff repealed subsections within sections 30 and 50 because they repeated language that was found somewhere else in the regulation. Before I walk through why staff is proposing to repeal these subsections, I'd like to assure you all that these changes were presented to the Regulatory Review Committee and issues of clarity, efficiency, and enforceability were all discussed and approved. Next slide, please. Subsection 30A on page 4 of the regulation restates the purpose of the striped bass regulation and refers to the Code of Virginia, which essentially restates parts of the preamble found on page 1 of the regulation, provided here in the blue box. Staff are proposing this subsection be repealed to reduce redundancy in the striped bass regulation. Next slide, please. Subsection 30B on page 4 of the regulation establishes that it is unlawful. difficult to possess striped bass when the season is not open in any given time, season, or with any gear. Staff has proposed that this subsection be removed because it merely serves to provide a general overview of what is already detailed in sections 80, 90, 100, and 110, found on pages 8 through 10 of the regulation. Section 80, 90, 100, and 110 detail the open season, size limits, and possession limits for each area within the Chesapeake Bay and the coast. Having included Section 110, Coastal Area Striped Bass Recreational Fishery, here, beginning on page 9 of the regulation, as an example, since these sections provide much more detail than subsection 30B, staff has proposed it be removed to increase clarity and efficiency of the striped bass regulation. Next slide, please. Subsection 30C on page 4 of the regulation establishes that all persons must follow the established act restrictions, except for those who hold an aquaculture permit. Section 30C provides a general overview of the size restrictions that are detailed in sections 80, 90, 100, and 110, as we saw on the last slide. Further, sections 170, 180, 190, 200, and 210 on pages 24 through 27 of the regulation establish the regulations specific to aquaculture. Staff proposes repealing subsection 30C, reduce redundancy, and increase clarity and efficiency of the striped bass regulation. Next slide, please. Similar to previous subsections, subsection 30D on page 4 of the regulation provides a general overview of restrictions, this time specific to size limits, which are also found in subsections 80, 90, 100, and 110. Again, I have section 110 here, beginning on page 9 of the regulation as an example. Size limits for each specific season and area are found in sections 80, 90, 100, and 110. So subsection 30D is redundant, and removal of this subsection would increase clarity and efficiency of the regulation. Next slide, please. Subsection 30D on page 5 of the regulation establishes restrictions specific to commercial demine as it pertains to striped bass. However, the exact same words can be found in Chapter 48A20-995-10, pertaining to commercial hook and line fishing, provided here in italics. Further, there's no other mention of commercial gears throughout the striped bass regulation, and there are no other restrictions specific to hook and line. Staff believes that removal of subsection 30G from the striped bass regulation will increase clarity and efficiency within the regulation. Additionally, law enforcement did not see a problem with removing subsection G from the striped bass regulation because it is found in the hook and line. Next slide, please. Now moving into section 50, beginning on page 6 of the regulation. Subsection 50B provides a general overview of the area and season restrictions, but as we've seen before, those restrictions are detailed in sections 80, 90, 100, and 110, and that staff proposed removing subsection 50B to reduce redundancy and increase clarity and efficiency of the striped bass population. Next slide, please. Staff have proposed the removal of subsection 50C beginning on page 6 of the regulation for the same reason. Subsection 50C also essentially describes the word daily. This was initially established because there was uncertainty about how the daily possession limit would apply to anglers who took an overnight trip. Essentially fishing over 2 days, potentially doubling their limit for the fishing trip if you count the daily limit as for each day you're fishing. However, staff felt that the daily limit described in sections 80, 90, 100, and 110 addressed a potential loophole because it is a possession limit. That is, an angler cannot possess more than the daily limit, regardless of potential overnight trips. When staff consulted law enforcement supported the rule of subsection 50C, citing the same reasoning, that the daily limit established in section 80, 90, 100, and 110 were clear efficient and enforceable, making fishing fees redundant. Next slide, please. In the new subsection 50F on page 7 of the regulation, staff proposed strike sentence that reads, any strike bass caught that does not meet the applicable size limit shall be returned to the water immediately. Law enforcement supported removal of the sentence, citing that it is not necessary for law enforcement purposes because returning the fish to the water immediately is covered under the word possess in the first sentence of the subsection. If an angler can't possess a striped bass that doesn't meet the criteria, they would need to return it to the water. This gives law enforcement the latitude to distinguish between an angler holding a fish to remove the hook and toss it back versus the angler clearly keeping a fish that doesn't meet the correct criteria. Removal of the second sentence increases efficiency of the subsection but maintains original intent and enforceability. Next slide, please. And lastly, staff proposed striking this subsection beginning on page 7 of the regulation because it simply restates the definitions for commercial fishing and recreational fishing, which are both defined in section 20 definitions beginning on page 1 of the regulation. Both definitions are provided here. Again, this changes to increase clarity and efficiency of the striped bass regulation. Next slide, please. Staff received two written public comments in regards to the proposed amendments to the striped bass regulation, and they have been provided to you for your reference. Next slide, please. Staff recommends the Commission approve amendments to Chapter 4 PAC 20-2 pertaining to the taking of striped bass to require the use of non-offset, non-stainless steel surfaces when fishing for striped bass recreationally with bait, to clarify that the captain operator of any recreational boat or vessel shall be responsible for any minimum or maximum size limits, and to repeal Section 4 VAC 20-252-115 exemptions from size limits and closed fishing seasons for recreational striped bass fishing tournaments. And with that, I can take any questions. Thank you.
Robin, you take a deep breath, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Any questions by members of the commission for Olivia in that presentation?
Yes, this is Dr. Neal.
Dr. Neal, proceed, please, sir.
The word bait, are we comfortable with that definition, meaning just natural bait? I mean, because if you ask what bait I'm using, I would say I'm using a stretch 30 or something like that. But does bait commonly mean just natural bait?
Olivia, you want to take a shot at that, or Mr. Gear, or whoever's on the phone?
I can take a shot at it. So the definition we used here is what ASMSC defined as a circle hook. There's a similar definition that we used that you saw last month for pertaining to shark. And I think the distinction here is we are including that, I believe that we're including the words line or chunk.
Yep.
To specify.
Yep.
But we can, if that's something that the commission wants.
What we'll do is I'll have Deputy Chief Madsen comment on that real fast. Shanna, please.
Sorry, I'm walking over from the other side of the room. Yeah, so what Olivia has outlined is the reason why we use specifically the words live or chunk in there. We could add the word natural if necessary. We're happy to. But we're just following exactly what ASMSC had put forth for their circle of provision. So we thought live and chunk kind of covered the fact that it was natural bait.
All right. Can I talk again?
Sure, absolutely.
I am fine with your statement. When you start using the word live or chunk bait, I think that makes a common sense. We're talking about natural bait or cut bunker or whatever. It just, when you just use the word bait, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with that because we'll use the word bait for anything we're using to catch fish.
Sure, we understand. Appreciate that input for sure.
Go back to the definition.
Yeah.
It's in the actual section of circle hooks. Yep. There you go.
There we are.
That's good. Yeah, I think that's fine.
All right, sir. Thank you. Further comment by members of the commission? All right. This is a public hearing. We'll open it up for public comment. If you wish to comment, hit the chat to the host or...
Phones are unmuted as well.
Phones are unmuted as well. Anyone wishing to comment at this point? Seeing none, that matters.
Hold on, Chris Moore.
I'm sorry?
Chris Moore. I've got Chris on the line. Hold on just a moment.
All right.
All right. Chris Moore would like to speak.
Buck Moore? Chris Moore?
Good afternoon. Mr. Commissioner, definitely not Dr. Moore.
It's a long day.
No problem. The Chesapeake Bay Foundation has been supporting striped bass conservation for many years. First of all, we'd like to thank the commission for their efforts. Long before ASMSC required conservation measurements be put in place to try to kind of get ahead of some of these conservation measures and start to look down with this iconic fishery. With 7% of the striped bass population are basically coming from Chesapeake Bay, it's very important that we're trying to do their part. I just wanted to express our support for the Silverhook regulations here. There's a lot of work going on to try to reduce recreational discard mortality, and this is one of the things that can help do that. So thank you for the time.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. We appreciate your comment. Anyone else in the public wish to be heard? Phones are unmuted. All right, there being none, the matter is before the commission for action and discussion. Motion made by Mr. Minor to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion. I'll call the roll. Mr. France?
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin? Mr. Z. Thank you. Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Minor? Mr. Minor?
Aye.
Thank you. Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. Olivia, thank you for the presentation. Great job.